It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to a brand new week on Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley. Today, I want to read to you from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6 and verse 36 through 39. This is what it says. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And he also told them this parable. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into the pit? You know, in the New Testament, the only definition of the word Christian we have, it's only found three times in the New Testament. The very first was in the book of Acts, chapter 11 and verse 26. And it simply says it was at Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. So a Christian was a disciple. It's someone who's learning from a teacher. And the first disciples learned with Jesus as their teacher here in the flesh. Our Christian walk is a learning experience, and we should approach life as a classroom. We learn by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and the teachers that God puts in our life. And when we first enroll to begin learning from God, we know very little. But in the course of time, the teacher imparts to us all that we need to know. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 40, Jesus said, a disciple is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully qualified will be like the teacher. So in our gospel reading today, Jesus is teaching his disciples what it means to have the same kind of compassion that he has. He also taught us that what we sow will also reap. In other words, when we don't judge people, we're not going to be judged. When we don't condemn, we're not going to be condemned. And when we forgive, we will be forgiven. That's powerful, friend. And in Luke 6:40 here, in the gospel reading today, Jesus is teaching us, he's teaching his disciples what it means to have the same kind of compassion that he has. You know, compassion means feeling with and acting for others. It's not just like a sad scene out of a movie where you cry because they're crying, but it means you try and feel what a person's going through. And the common thread in the ministry of Christ was compassion. Jesus had compassion, and then he healed the crowd, or he touched those around him. Our compassion to others should be like God's compassion for us. You know, in Luke 6:36, Jesus said, be merciful as just as your Father is merciful. You know, God showed us a great deal of mercy. He didn't treat us like we deserved to be treated. No, he gave us mercy. You see, grace is when you get what you don't deserve. But mercy is when you don't get what you do deserve. See, I deserved hell. I deserved God's punishment because of sin. But what did he do? Jesus showed me mercy. We need the idea of love that comes from deep within our heart and teaches us how to reach out and touch other people around us. Paul used this same word when he writes, as God's chosen ones, Colossians 3, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with the bowels of compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Wow, you talk about a to-do list for us. I mean, Paul gives us a heavy statement here. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, we should clothe ourselves. That means make a decision to be like Christ with the bowels, that's the gut feeling, of compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Wow. If we all acted like that, can you imagine what a great world this would be? See, this is what God's like. God has compassion. He has mercy. He has all these things that he tells us to be. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1 and 3, I love this title of God. He says he's the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, or encouragement. See, God is the Father of compassion. Our text goes on today to outline four ways in which we're to be compassionate like God. The very first one was found in verse 37, like God, never judging. It's so easy for us to pass judgment on someone when they do something stupid or they do something sinful. It's so easy to reach out and be judgmental. But God isn't that way with us, friend. And then he says, like God, in verse 37, never condemning. I love that. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. God doesn't condemn us. No, he gives us mercy through salvation through Jesus Christ. The third thing he tells us is, like God, we're to be always forgiving. Always forgiving. That's how God's compassionate with us. He's never judging, he's never condemning, and he's always forgiving. I know sometimes that's hard, friend. When someone wrongs us a second time, we think, wow, do I really have an obligation here to forgive them? I've already done this once. Remember what Jesus told Simon? How many times, Lord, do I forgive my brother who sins against me? Seven times? Jesus said, no, Simon, 70 times seven in a single day. You see, friend, I believe God has always desired for his children to be like him. In the very first book of the Bible, we're told that God made us to be like him. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, he said, let us make man in our own image. And in the image of God made he man, male and female, he created them. God wants us to be compassionate, just like God is compassionate. And to learn the God kind of compassion, it's not something we learn from the experts of this world. All they can give us is little bits of psychology and worldly wisdom. Most of them want to try to do it without God, and they certainly have no idea of what it means to be like God, which is why Jesus warned his disciples. He said, can a blind person guide a blind person? Will they not both fall into the ditch? I know there are a lot of good Christian psychologists and psychiatrists that are out there, but my goodness, most of them just don't understand the third part of man, the spirit that God gave us. We are a spirit, we live in a body, and we have a soul, which are our mind, our thoughts, our feelings, and our emotions. So worldly ideas of compassion, they don't cut it. We got to learn that from God. Only the Holy Spirit can teach us and empower us to be like God, never judging, never condemning, always forgiving, and always giving. But we need to clarify what each of these four godlike qualities really mean. How about never judging in verse 37, when he told us to never be judging? See, first of all, judging is very different from making judgments. See, we obviously have to make judgments about our choice for groceries, the best car to buy, the right person for a job or an opportunity, and of course, the person we're going to spend our life with, our mate, our spouse. We have to make good judgments. But never judging means that we never classify people by their labels. In the old-fashioned movies, the second thing he said was that we were to never be condemning. Now, Jesus made himself very clear in John 3, the next verse after John 3:16, John 3:17, it says, indeed, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Remember when the woman was brought by the Pharisees, caught in the act of adultery, and they bring her to the Lord, wanting him to condemn them? What did Jesus say to them? He said, which of you is without sin? Let him be the first one to throw a stone at her. And then when her accusers had all left, Jesus said to her, has no one condemned you? And she said, no, sir. And Jesus said, then neither do I condemn you. Go your way and sin no more. The third way we are to show compassion that Jesus gave us here is, like God, we are to be always forgiving. On several occasions in the gospel, Jesus' first words to someone who he came to when they were in trouble is he would say, your sins are forgiven. Sometimes this is a rough one for us because sometimes when we're hurt deeply, it's really hard to forgive someone when they've wronged us bad. But Jesus taught us we're to always be forgiving. And usually when that happens and we are not forgiving, it's really us that suffer. With God for us, our forgiveness is free and it's immediate. The cost is on God's side because he's always forgiving. Friend, you can't afford to not forgive. And the fourth thing that God showed us here, in order to be compassionate, we like God, we have to always be giving. Listen carefully to the words of Jesus. He said, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, verse 38, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will it be put into your laps, or into your bosom, one translation says. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. See, God is not stingy in his giving. He gives in full measure. You know, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said that we're to love our enemies as ourselves and as our friends. And the reason is very startling. He says, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Wouldn't it be a sad world if it was only sunny at Christian's house and the evil people, they were in darkness all the time? Although they are, spiritually speaking. But what does God do? He lets them enjoy sunshine too, even though they've not turned to him. He lets them enjoy the rain, even though they've not turned to him yet. And I think, as Christians, we are to be always giving, always showing that wonderful forgiveness, just like our Heavenly Father is. See, we're to give like God. But of course, we do not necessarily give what people ask for, but we need to be able to give to meet a need. We need to be able to have compassion for those whom God brings across our path. I think we can give a person our full attention because God always gives us his full attention. Give a person your time because time is a very precious commodity. Give a person your prayer because God loves to hear our prayers as we're praying for others. As we begin to think and act like God, there's a wonderful bonus. If I, as an ordinary, sinful human, begin to learn to stop judging and condemning, and if I can forgive and give, even to some extent, then that assures me God is like that, only very much more. And we have a God with wonderful compassion. He's never judging. He's never condemning. He's always forgiving. And he's always giving to us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He says he will cause men to give into our lap. See, as I said earlier, the experts of the world, they can't help us in this direction. And religion, it cannot do it. It can't put it the understanding in our hearts of what it really means to be compassionate. But as you stop and think about what God did for you, friend, it enables you and I to treat others with his kind of compassion. Talking about compassion today on Fresh Oil, and it's the God kind of compassion, where we're moved by the hurts and feelings of those around us. Thank you so much for joining me today on Fresh Oil. It's been a great day in God's Word. We'll see you tomorrow. Walk in grace.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he He makes His mercies new every morning.